This is a city poem, again about New York, called Missing. I've never read it before, so I mean, you take your chances. Last seen near the closing newsstand outside the cigar store, angled at that notorious corner where some hasten past with eyes downcast or with gaze clinging to nothing beyond the propped stacks of sooty rags settled on headwaters of dark rivers at the top of the steps to the downtown subway, while some dressed for the breaks in gleaming black revolve their deliberate invitations. Some circle menacing, and one who has been wrung through a long life into garments with no size will be delving, whenever it is, through the piled cage of garbage, searching for anything, all of them backlit by store windows, arrayed with faded umbrellas, elderly luggage, dust-filled sunglasses, portraits of foreign beauties from other eras wreathed in gold, suggesting a good smoke. This hand suddenly there thrust forth, palm up out of what had seemed to be nowhere, one more after so many, but this surprisingly clean, and in that light looking as though it belonged to someone familiar, almost recognizable and out of place there, the eyes in the bare youthful face filled with terror, disbelief, tears, out of the mouth nothing, while the hand, trembling from its recent launching among those shadows, kept floating away from a figure of height somewhat less than average, age perhaps 30 or 35, hair blonde, cropped short, clean, eyes no color at that hour, but no doubt blue, cheeks pink and clean, body slight but not thin, wearing a short-sleeved striped jersey, clean, his feet in white jogging shoes. Beside him on a leash, his small part shepherd bitch, well-fed, brushed, answering to the name Boana, looking up expecting kindness, standing on hind legs at the sound of her name to look at his face, happy to be with him and sure that everything would be all right.